Jack, I guess let's start.
No. Yes.
Okay. that was an easy answer. Let's start first of all with the article that came out in the Post yesterday. You were pretty, I don't want to say adamant, but you were right to the point with some of the comments you made about not only Mark McGwire, but some of the other steroid players that have come out and said, hey, I use steroids. Why did you make some of those comments?
I'm not here today to talk about the past.
Good for you, Jack. Thank you.
Just, you know, some of the things that were said just kind of irked you, like I think irked a lot of people. You know, it's like that denial type thing. You know, we were all expecting to hear, I took steroids and I'm sorry and all that, instead of I took them, but I would have hit them anyhow. I didn't really need them, you know, type thing. Then what'd you do it for, you know? So, but that's the way those guys are. They're kind of all in denial. So they called me and I answered the question.
How do you feel, though, as a former player yourself and as a former home run hitter and a former Cardinal, for that matter, when you see some of these guys and they say that, hey, I still could have done it without steroids, and, you know, you're a player that did it without steroids?
Well, I think, you know, for first of all, we all really love the Cardinals and we love baseball, and so we want to see it, the history of it, because especially when you're with the Cardinals, it's a lot of it is about the history. It's the history of the fans, the history, you know, back to Stan Musial and Bob Gibson and Red Chandies. I mean, Jack Buck, the Hall of Fame announcer, Whitey Herzog just getting in, Ozzy, which are all my friends and people I know. And I respect all those people so much that anybody that kind of steps on their toes or that part of history of baseball just bothers me a little bit, you know. And you know, I'm not going out preaching or looking to have to talk about anything, but if somebody asks me, I'll talk about it.
Hear any repercussions from the ball club for that?
No, not really. I mean, I don't work for them, so I mean, I'm only trying to, or not trying to, but I only said something that I really believed in my heart, you know, from a lot of hard work that I personally put into being a ball player in the years I put in, and everybody else, that it's, I'm always for somebody getting a second chance, but I want them to come clean too, you know, and just give it, if you're going to give it up, give it all up, you know, don't just insult our intelligence or the price that any ex-players have paid, the dues they've paid and paved. So, you know, just it's just one of those things that came up, and you know, we just kind of left it at that, you know. And, you know, sometimes through all that stuff, good comes of things too.
The current ball club, your thoughts on what the Cardinals are going to have for 2010?
Well, that's the main thing to talk about is the Cardinals. That's what we're trying to talk about. It's not about, you know, really the coaches, it's about the players, you know, the Holiday sign, the players they have, and Albert and Carpenter and Wainwright, and bringing Penny in there, and Kyle Loesch getting healthy, and Yadier Molina. And, you know, they had a really good team. And so it's a couple of, you know, guy coming here today, Colby Rasmus, is, you know, a key part of that. And so, you know, when you add Ryan Ludwicken in there, it's a solid lineup, as good as there is in baseball up and down. So, you know, if the kid at third base pans out to be, you know, pretty good in his first year and can hit, and he should be able to slug, you know, 15 home runs and drive in 80, 85 runs on that team, because there'll be people on base all the time. But you know, that's not really what they're looking for. That's a plus with him. They're looking for somebody over there to catch the baseball. When you got those kind of pitchers out there, the main thing is to catch the ball and get the outs and take the out. And if he's able to do that, and you know, his skills are at that level, and you know, they got something pretty special going on. You know, because with Holiday going to be there from the start. Offensively, they should, you know, with that pitching staff, you don't have to get them a lot of runs. So now they've got an offense and solidified that offense at second and short with those players that now Brendan Ryan's going to be the everyday shortstop. And you got Lugo can fill in once in a while. He did a nice job. Skip does an outstanding job. So they're going to be on base. They're going to score some runs, and those big boys are going to drive them in. So, you know, if they get them a few points, I mean, those guys are going to hold on to it. So if that middle and back end of that bullpen is good, they're going to win a lot of baseball games.
Now, the bullpen, not a lot of good, solid bullpens top to bottom around baseball. How good could this Cardinal bullpen be?
Well, Franklin, you know, was very good, you know, especially the first half last year, and then struggled a little bit. So, you know, Tony's pretty good at mixing and matching and getting matchups. So, you know, I thought those the lefties they had last year did a good job for them. And, you know, I'm sure that's, you know, they really haven't added anything else there. And they've got some young kids coming up. And some guys are going to be battling spring training for jobs. That fifth starter spot is open. Also, long relief is open in some spots. Mitchell Boggs will be here today. You know, he's vying for one of those spots. So, and he's more than capable of taking one of them too. So, and that's the way it should be. It's competition, not only with the team on the other dugout, but the guys on your own team, you know, but not only just to get there, but get there and stay. So you got to keep, you know, you got at the big league level, you got to keep repeating it. You just can't have like a flash in the pan, one good day, and now you're a major leaguer. It doesn't work that way. You have to, you know, you have to go out there and find ways when you don't have it to give your team a chance. And, you know, as long as they can score a couple runs, you know, they'll always have a chance.
Down the road, would you like to do some more coaching again? Of course, you did spend some time in the majors as a coach. Is that something you'd like to go back to, or do you like the college more than the pro?
You know what? The best place is to be in the big leagues as a coach if you can't be a player. But if that's not available, it's just whatever happens to be available. Sometimes it's not even working with a team. It's just giving lessons, you know, if somebody needs them, or going talking to kids, about drugs and steroids, and, you know, try to get it out of the younger levels of junior high and high school. And just because players in the major leagues have made mistakes doesn't mean that it's okay, and they might be able to get away with it too. You know, I think it's our job to give back, and part of giving back is talking to them about those type of things. Now, we didn't do that, and we didn't know anything about steroids, but still our job to go and tell them that stay away from it. It's not only bad for you, and you can damage yourself for life, but you can also die from it. And you don't really need, if you work hard, eat right, and get sleep, and pay attention and get your rest and work real hard, lift a few weights, keep yourself stretched out, and just basically have, you don't really need all that, especially to be a baseball player, to be honest with you, you know. You know, you can go out there and you need to be pretty flexible and go out there and play, and you can get the exact same results as from any other. You don't need any kind of enhancement to kind of push you over the top. So, and it's dangerous for you too. So trying to get the word out that way, that along with all the other problems that are out there that kids face nowadays. So I've got four kids of my own and three grandkids, and I know kids at my at school, friends of theirs and different kids that have overdosed and a lot of different things. So there's a lot of problems with drugs at all levels, not just steroids.